A great silence fell over the ranch. There wasn't a sound in the car. Gee, maybe they were injured and... Well, you know me. When my people are in danger, I rally to the cause. They needed a loyal dog to rescue them and pull them out of their snowbound car. I went plunging through the snow and raced to the scene of the accident. I was getting worried and worrieder. Maybe they were hurt. Maybe I would have to do jaws of life, tear off the door with my bare teeth and pull everyone out of it. The car door flew open and out stepped, yipes. I had supposed the woman who stepped out of the car would be Sally Mae, but then I wasn't so sure. I mean, this woman came boiling out of the door and she didn't look much like the Sally Mae I had known for so many years. Her face was bright red, an angry shade of red, and her eyes seemed to be glowing with some kind of, well, fire, you might say. And her nostrils were flared out, almost as though... You know, I got the impression that she was mad about something, and we're talking about seriously mad, volcanically mad, dangerously mad. But what could have made her so... Okay, it came to me in a flash. She was disgusted with herself for getting the car stuck in the snow. That made sense. I mean, I would be the last dog in the world to say a critical word about the lady of the house. But let's be honest. If she had followed her special escort service down the middle of the road, she would be on her way to town right now. Instead, she had gotten, well, careless, let's say, and now her car was stuck in the ditch. And yes, the poor lady was blaming herself. She was angry and frustrated, consumed with feelings of guilt, furious that she hadn't followed my lead. Poor Sally Mae. Suddenly my heart went out to her. Would I just stand there while she punished herself and blamed herself and suffered the agonies of self-criticism? No, sir. A lot of your ordinary dogs would have walked away and left her alone. But I've never been that kind of dog. This was one of those dark moments when a woman really needed a loyal dog to, you know, share her pain and guilt. In a flash, I switched all circuits over to a little program we call I'm Here to Help and made my way through the snow to her. She was slouching towards me like a, well, like some kind of monster woman with fangs and claws. And her eyes, there was something really strange about her eyes. And I mean, we're talking about flashes of lightning and volcanic eruptions. I stopped in my tracks and studied her face more closely. The hair on the back of my neck stood up, and my tail froze in the neutral position. Her upper lip curled, exposing, yipes, long, sharp fangs. And then her voice broke the terrible silence. She said,
"Idiot dog, look what you've done. If I ever get my hands on you."
Huh? Never mind the rest. Just skip it.